Morning, how's everyone doing?
Oh, not bad at all, mate. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, first of all, you had a surprise set up at Leeds Fest earlier on. Were people very, very surprised?
Yeah, it was a really, really good weekend, Reading and Leeds. We got offered the secret slot a couple of months previous, and we were delighted to do it. And we didn't really know how it's going to go, because with the secret set, you run the risk of either everyone showing up or no one showing up. But luckily, the secret is out pretty well. So, the tent was absolutely rammed and the gig was amazing. And it's just nice to be back on stage again after a long old break.
It always worries me, and what I always often wonder whenever you see hear about sort of like secret sets at places, just that, whether or not people actually know about it at a festival. Yeah. You're just going to be, there's one man and a dog there.
Exactly, yeah, that's always the worry. But yeah, luckily it didn't go that way. So.
Well, that's good news, listen, you've got a new single out coming out middle of October, October 14th for Night People. As you say, you've been away a little while.
Yeah, about 2 years now, so it's great to finally get some of the new music out, and that's the title track of our new album, so we thought we'd start things off right with the title track of the album, you know? So.
I was going to say, you talk about, you know, having that extended break. I mean, is it a case that now you just can't wait to get going? You know, you've had that live performance, now you just, you know, you've got the bug back to do it all again?
Exactly, yeah, that sort of revamped us all. We've all had time off to sort of live life outside of music, and sort of been writing the album for many, many months, and then recording it and making sure it's the best thing that we could have possibly done. So, yeah, I think we're all ready and raring to go, really. We start our tour, I think it's in about a week and a half time. So, yeah, we're just in the rehearsal space now, getting ready for that, and can't wait to get on the road.
Yeah, you're up at you're coming back to Leeds, aren't you? Because I think you're on the O2 Academy in Leeds a little bit later on
in October
as well. So that's good. I think there might be maybe one or two tickets available, but not many.
It's down to the last few now. So getting quick if you want to come. It's going to be a good night.
The last three. There you go. So there are three. No, I've just been told there is now two tickets. Now, obviously, now we've got you on, Chris. What everybody wants to know is your thoughts on Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood. Mary Berry has left the Great British Bake Off. Paul Hollywood is staying. He is going to Channel 4. What are your thoughts, Chris?
I'm going to be completely honest with you now. Okay. I'm probably the worst British person ever, and I've never watched the programme.
What?
You're a good man. You are a good man.
Unbelievable.
I've heard of it, and on the way to practice today, the other boys were all saying how crazy it was that it was in the news and stuff, and I was just the odd one out, sat there being like, I thought it was like Come Dine With Me. I didn't realise it was such a big deal.
I can't believe that that we've got hold of the uncoolest member of You, Me and Six. You're not been watching Great British Bake Off. This is unbelievable, Chris.
But I'm extremely saddened at the news.
that's perfect. There you go. There's the clip. There's the clip we have to use now. Yeah. All other
quote.
Yeah, there's the quote.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, this week, young Tom Feeney has been out and about, and he has learnt to be a grime artist with Dialect, a Leeds-based grime artist. Tom, you very much enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think I excelled. I think I've got a future in the grime industry.
Really? Okay. if Tom thought he might have a future in the grime industry, what about if he had a future in the rock industry? What does he need to do to become a rock star like yourself, Chris?
Well, I think there's probably a gap in the market for him if he wanted to do a bit of both.
Oh, okay.
Grime slash
combine
rock.
The two.
Grok. Yeah. Grok, you mean? I'm making words up now, but I'm sure it sounds like
genre,
it should be.
Right.
It sounds like it should be a genre of music. Grok.
Yeah.
You don't sound convinced, Chris, at all. You've dissed the Bake Off. Now you've dissed Grok. This interview has gone very much down the avenue I didn't want it to. Chris, we're going to play the new song now. It's called Night People, and that's going to be available October 14th. Go and see the band as well to the O2 Academy in Leeds a little bit later on in October. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.